12th Perek of Menachah's second Mishnah. Ha'imer harei alai v'machvas v'hevi v'machveshes. He said, I'm going to bring a mincha in a frying pan, and he brought one made in a deep fryer. Ma'acheshes v'hevi v'machvas. So he said, I'm going to bring in the deep fryer, and he brought it in the shallow one. What he brought, but he wasn't Yotze, he's a neder, because his neder was to bring it in a specific fashion. He said, Zula habi machbas, this flour and oil, I'm going to bring in a machbas in macheshes. He ended up bringing in the deep fry. But macheshes habi machbas, he said, the deep fry, he ended up bringing in the shallow fry. He's a psula, because he already specified that this carbon, this specific carbon, would be brought in a certain fashion, he brought it in the wrong fashion. I realized, he said, I want to take two Israelim, that's two measures. Which were each one with the minimum size of the mincha, I want to bring them in one kli. The Avi Bishnei Kalim, he eventually brought and take it to Kalim. Avi Bishnei Kalim, the Avi Bishnei Echa, the kli Echa. He said, I'm going to bring it to Kalim, and he brought in one kli. Mashavi Hevi Vizei Chavos Yotz, same idea. Since he didn't specify this flour, he just said, I want to accept upon myself to bring it to Kalim. He brought in one kli, so now he brought something new, and he didn't bring his nether, he has to bring it again. But he said, Eidol Avi Bishnei Kli Echa. This specific flour, I'm going to bring in one kli. Maybe Shnei Kalim, and he ended up bringing two Kalim, but Shnei Kalim, maybe Kli Echad. Or he said, this specific cloud, I'm going to bring two Kalim, and he ended up bringing one Kli. Avila Psulim, it's possible. Why is it possible? Because he said, I'm bringing such a cup, and he brought the wrong cup. Like we saw, similar to what we saw by Lo Lishmo. But Lo Lishmo, we said, it's not possible. Here, it's a Psul, a Chiddush. Arayla Shnei Yisraelim, Lahavim Kli Echad, Vehevi Shnei Kalim. If he says, these two Israelim, I'm going to bring in one kli. He brought them two kalim. Amulah b'kli echad adata. You made an edit to bring in one kli. He grew him b'kli echad. Eventually, it was a makri of them in one kli. Then it's kosher. As long as at the time of the hakrova, when they did the special avodas on it, it's kosher. In other words, if he was makdish in two kalim, it doesn't passel it. As long as he puts them together before he does the avodas hakolven, which is the kmitza onwards. Uvishnei kelim, uvishnei kelim stulim. Since they told him that you were noyder kli echad, and he said that he was maskim, so it's equivalent to saying that this is for my carbon, and now, since he made an edit for one kelim, he made in two kelim, will be possible. He said, I want to bring it in two kelim. He brought it in one kelim. You said that you want to make your nether in two kelim. And he didn't say that this is a new thing, so that which is implying that he wants it for his nether. If they brought it into shnei kelim, it's kosher. If they split it up and they put it into two kelim, it's kosher. No, some kli echad. They put in a kli echad. They left it in one kli. Bishnei menachas shenis alvul. Then we treat it as two independent menachas that can mix together. And there we learned that if they're separate partially, they can be claimants from each one independently, then it's a right. But they got completely mixed together, it becomes possible.